Praise the Lord. Let's give Jesus Christ another hand clap of praise this evening, church. We have a, before I start the message tonight, we have a prayer request. If we all can stand to our feet tonight, we want to lift up one of our faithful sisters in the Lord, Sister Patricia. Amen. Tonight, her father's in the hospital, and we want to stand in the gap for in this area of prayer. Right now, he's in critical condition. We want to come together as a church to show her that we love her, that we're standing in the gap for her. We also want to come together to pray, believing that God is going to do his work within that situation. How many of us know that we serve a faithful God, one that's able to do whatever he desires to do, as long as his church is doing their part and being faithful? So we're going to come together by faith, believing that God is going to have his way. We want to pray that the family will be protected, that God bring forth comfort during this time. Also, we want to pray for Sister Patricia and her family to continue to stay faithful to the Lord, because something may be going on. That doesn't mean that God is still not in control. We know the devil is the father of lies, and we want to also pray against those lies that is bringing upon the mindset of the family. So, and if you have any need as well tonight, let's take this time to take it to the throne of God. Let's really pray by faith, believing that God is going to move on behalf of our prayers. Praise the Lord. So with that said, those that's logged on with us, let's all come together. Let's bow our heads and let's lift up this knee and any other knee that you may have tonight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we just thank you for this privilege, Lord God, to exercise our faith and our trust in you, Lord God. And I come before you, my God, and I pray for Sister Patricia and her family, Lord God, and what's taking place within our father's life, Lord God. We just pray, Lord Father God, that your will be done, Lord God. And we just pray for protection for the family, that you protect them from the lies of the enemy, Lord God. We also pray for comfort, Lord God, peace that surpasses all understanding that come upon their life, my God. And also pray, Lord God, what's taking place, I pray it also would bring someone that's not saving our family life to know the Lord, Lord God. Pray for the doctors, Lord God, that's there in the hospital, Lord God, that you use them, Lord God, in a mighty and powerful way, Lord God. We would just pray for the family, Lord God, that just your will be done, Lord God. And any other request that's bringing before you, Lord God, we just pray that you move in a mighty and powerful way, Lord God, for we know that we are praying to a God who's faithful, that's willing, my God, and able to do all things, Lord God. We just pray tonight, Lord God, that your will be done in the life of those that we're praying for tonight, Lord God. We have faith. We thank you in advance for the answered prayers, Lord God, and all that's going to take place. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And the church of God says, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this evening. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. You all may be seated. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody out for joining us here on this Friday night. For our Friday night service, praise the Lord. I want to thank God. I want to take this time to thank God for my salvation. Also, want to thank God for this beautiful ministry that we have called Victory Outreach. Also, want to thank the Lord for my senior pastor, Pastor Charlie, and Sister Marlene for answering the call of God and also instilling all that they have instilled within my life and giving me this opportunity to share the word of God this evening. I consider it an honor and a privilege. Praise the Lord. If you don't have a Bible, for some reason, we all should have Bibles. We all saved and set free. The scriptures will be on the screen before you this evening. Praise the Lord. Tonight I'm speaking about obedience. And not just obedience, but the importance of obedience. And also four types of obedience. As I was studying for this message tonight, I was in Pastor Felipe's office and I was studying. And I come across this little pamphlet that he had in his desk. And he caught my eye. You know, I didn't know what God wanted me to speak about. And I looked at the little pamphlet and he spoke about obedience. And I read it and it really stood out to me. And I said, this is very powerful stuff. Because we as a church have to truly understand obedience according to the word of God. Not according to what we think or how we see fit, but according to God's word. So I believe by the end of tonight's message, we're going to have a biblical understanding of this importance of obedience and why we should learn how to be obedient to the Lord no matter what's taking place in our life, no matter what we may understand, because obedience is key to having God's plan come to pass, not only within our life, but within the city of Milwaukee. Praise the Lord. So with that said, let's turn to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, very familiar portion of scripture. And And from this scripture, I'm going to pull out my message this evening. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22 and 23. The Bible reads, "But Samuel replied, 'What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his word, to his voice?'" Excuse me. "Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of rams. Rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft, and stubbornness as bad as worshiping idols. So because you have rejected the command of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." Keep that word rejected in your mind. Let's pray tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time. And I also want to thank you once again for the great honor and privilege, Lord God, to share your word this evening, Lord God. And I pray as I speak, Lord God, people are able to hear your voice, Lord God. And I pray for this area of obedience to become stronger than ever before within the life of your church that's here tonight, my God. I pray, my God, your word will land on good for the ground. And we just want to thank you so much for the honor and privilege to be in your presence, Lord God. I give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, and the church of God says, I believe most of us is familiar with the story, King Saul, in the book of 1 Samuel. We know he was the first king appointed over Israel, and we know Samuel gave him a word from the Lord to do this and do that, and Saul did what he wanted to do. Amen. And we all know the end of that story. The Bible just told us that because of his disobedience, he was rejected as the king of Israel. And we have to understand tonight, that's what happens when you and I choose not to be obedient to the word of God. And this is something that God does not want to do. He don't want to reject nobody. He sent Jesus Christ to die for us, to redeem us from the thing called sin and death. But God has a plan. We have to understand his plan is going to come to pass. And I spoke about this before, but I'm going to talk about a little more about the different types of obedience. And I want us to really understand how important it is for us to be obedient when God gives you and I a command. I have a question here tonight. Why is obedience so important to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why is it so important to the Lord? Why was it important when Samuel gave the command to Saul? We all know, I believe we all, like I mentioned, we're familiar with the scripture and why God wanted Saul to do what he requested to do. It was a purpose in that. But Saul didn't do what he's supposed to do. As a result, the plan of God didn't come to pass. Eventually he did through someone else, but what God wanted to do, it wasn't able to be done because of that disobedience. But the answer to the question is here. Our lifestyle and everything that comes when it stems from obedience. What I mean by that, Victory Outreach International stems from obedience from my founders, Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie. And it trickled down. Many years later, Pastor Ed, then our spiritual grandparents, Pastor Herb, Sister Margot, and to our spiritual parents today, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene. Obedience is very important. If the plan of God is going to come to pass, he has to have a man and a woman that's in position to be obedient to his command. If we are truly saved, I have here, this means that the Lord Jesus Christ has full control over our lives. Simple as that. If we truly are saved and belong to Jesus Christ, that means we no longer in control. That's why I'm in the home as the home director, because this is what God saw fit. This is not my plan. I didn't want to be in a home director. My plan, when I first got saved, to get healed off the drugs, off the garbage, and going with my life. But little did I know, God has to do far more greater than that. And I accept it, because I know his ways are far more greater than my ways. And this also means he is able to use our lives for his purpose only. And that's another thing that we have to understand when it comes to obedience. He has a divine plan for the city of Milwaukee. He has people that he wants to see saved and set free, and he needs his chosen people to do what's right. Amen. Once we get saved, that means we are putting our complete, well, we should put our complete trust in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, which means we got to live our life doing things the Lord's way. So if we truly want to fulfill the plan of God for our lives, obedience is the key, which means obedience when he says so, not when we feel like it, not partial obedience, because partial obedience is simply disobedience. And that's the key. I have in my notes, it says, if obedience is important to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then obedience should be important to you and I as well. We all want things in our life, the good job, significant things, all those different things, but it's going to come from our obedience unto the Lord. It's through our obedience that we as a church is going to attain all the blessing that God has, not only for our lives, but for the city of Milwaukee. A few things that God wants to give us, protection. How many of us know we need protection each and every day of our lives? Not just physical protection, but spiritual protection from the enemy. Wisdom. I don't know about you, but I need all the wisdom I could get from the Lord. Guidance. We all need guidance in our life. When it comes to decision making, we need guidance from the Lord. Direction. Some of us maybe, we may have a new opportunity coming up, a job, whatever the case may be, we need direction. Through obedience, we also can receive salvation for a loved one and for the city of Milwaukee as well. Financial blessings, a rib. How many want to get married one day for us single people here? Well, it's through obedience that God will give us the blessing that he wants us to have. Obedience, I truly believe, is our guarantee. It's guaranteed we will get everything God has for our life, which includes eternal life. If we choose to be obedient to the end of our lives, the Bible said we shall be saved. That's why obedience, it should be something that we take ownership over of. Amen. Now, that word guarantee in the dictionary means a promise that something will be or will happen as stated. In other words, what's in the Bible is going to happen. The promises of God will come to pass. It also means something given as a promise of payment, eternal life. That's the ultimate payment for our obedience here on earth. Amen. How many of us want to go to heaven? I know that may sound like a dumb question, but at times, sometimes our obedience don't say that. You know? I know when God called me to run the home, it was an amen. It wasn't no, let me pray about it. Pray about it for what? That's why I pray about it every day, God's will. That's why it's very important that we know the promise scriptures, the mission statement. I'm getting a little ahead of the message, praise the Lord. But all those things give us God's perspective for our lives here in this ministry called Victory Outreach. So it was an easy one to say yes to that. It wasn't because I wasn't getting paid. I'm not getting paid. In the physical sense, I am spiritually. It's the scripture. It's our promise. This is what God wants to do. Rescue treasure out of darkness. We can't pray this stuff. Then when God asks us to do certain things, we say no. I learned this years ago when I first got saved. We pray in God's will, be ready to have an answer in it through that person's life. I want to see souls saved. I want to see treasures out of darkness come into the kingdom of God. And that means I got to do things, doing it his way. And he sees fit for me to be the home director. So that's what he wants to do. Praise the Lord. And I know through my obedience, not only my life going to be blessed, but others that come to the home, into the church. And we have to truly understand that. And I believe some of us is lacking in this area of obedience. And there's a lot of things that's taking place in the church. We have our pledge. We've got life groups. There's a great momentum taking place. And I believe God has asked some of us to do certain things that we slow. We lacking on it for whatever reason it may be. I'm not here to judge. That's between you and the Lord. But I want us to understand when we're not doing our part, we are hindering God from doing his part. Amen. I want to speak about four types of obedience. Like I mentioned when I was studying, there was this pamphlet. A guy by the name of Adrian Rogers, I don't know if you ever heard him or not, but I actually went online and listened to that message. It was good. It's a powerful message. You know, and it was more than four types of obedience that he spoke on in that pamphlet, but I'm going to speak about four that I believe is very important that we as a church really grab a hold of. And I want us to see ourselves in one of these four. Because we have to, like I mentioned, we have to understand we've been called by God to act on the things of God now. Not tomorrow, but the Bible said tomorrow's not even promised, but right now. The four types of obedience I want to speak about. The first one is a form obedience. That word inform means having a lot of knowledge or information about something. And I believe we all here as a church have a lot of information about the Lord Jesus Christ at our hands. But it don't do us any good. We just have the information and we don't run with it. The second type of obedience I want to speak about is intentional obedience. That's something that Pastor Charlie taught me, of being intentional. I learned that also in the training center. It's very important because the enemy is intentional. And if we're not intentional in the things of God, we're going to miss out. The word intentional means done on purpose. So obedience is something that we got to purposely do within our daily lives. The third type of obedience is intermediate obedience. The word intermediate means occurring or done at once, acting, or accomplished without loss or interval of time, instant. So for example, many of us know Pastor Charlie's testimony. When he said Pastor Herb gave him the call to go and run it home, he said he was going to Canada. To make a long story short, he said, praise the Lord, on a drop of the dime, he was here the next day. Or a week or whatever the case may be. That was immediate obedience. Not, let me pray on it, Pastor. Let me get back to him in a week. No, he dropped it on a dime. And some of us is amazed at that. But we have to understand, I know he knew the word of God. It's come from a relationship with Jesus Christ. He understood, I believe he knew what God had called him to do. And when he did it, God was able to move in a mighty and powerful way. And the fourth one, this is one that the Lord gave me, and I believe this is one a lot of us is dealing with, delay obedience. This is heavy. That word delay means to make something or someone late or slow. The act of postponing, hindering, or causing something to occur more slowly than normal. The state of being delayed. Check that out. Make someone or something late or slow. In this case, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we delay in our obedience, we make the Creator of all things late or slow. That's heavy, man. I don't know about you, but when I studied that's heavy, man. That hit me. Delay obedience. The word obedience means submitting or hearkening to a higher authority. Now, in the Greek, the word obedience means the idea of positioning oneself under someone by submitting to their authority and command, trust. So in other words, when we get saved and set free, by free will choice, we chose to submit ourselves under our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that word Lord means master. So if we truly are submitted unto the Lord Jesus Christ, if we truly made him master, which is a choice, that means he has the authority over our lives. So that means if you want us to be in the home, where the home at this evening? Come on, somebody. That's where you should be at. A leader in the church. Wherever you find yourself at, those that's logged on, wherever you at tonight in your walk with the Lord, if you're there, that's because God wants you to be there. God wants me to be where I'm at tonight. I know for a fact now I'm in the perfect will of God. I'm at peace with that this evening. Sunday we had guests come from Green Bay, we all know, and we had the privilege to go out and eat, you know, and Pastor Charlie showed them the house and he was telling them that I was here doing this for free, I'm not getting paid, you know, and to hear that, it blessed my heart because I know I'm getting paid. I may not be getting paid money right now, but I know the blessing of God is going to come in his timing. And I have a peace in my heart knowing that. And I have an example with my associate pastor, Pastor Felipe. He was in the home, running the home for 7 years. No delay in his obedience. He didn't come from the streets. We all know his testimony. But he didn't let that stuff stop him. And I want us to really understand that. We don't have no excuse when it comes to the calling of God. It's really a condition of the heart, where our heart's at. Now let's get into the first obedience that I mentioned, informed obedience. Like I mentioned, that word informed means having a lot of knowledge or information about something. And we as Christians here, especially in the United States, man, we are blessed beyond measure. You know, Pastor Felipe has said it a lot, and it's true. We got four Bibles. At one point, I had four different Bibles, four different translations and commentaries and internet and all this different stuff. We are richly blessed in this country. But yet, I believe when it comes to things of God, we are one of the lacking countries. I read the modern book. I forgot the name of it. And it talks about Christians throughout the world who have been persecuted. And a lot of these Christians, they serving God wholeheartedly. They don't have nowhere near the stuff that we have here in the United States. But yet they're happy. They have a joy in their heart. And it's because they know who they serve. They're blessed. In the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. I'm reading out the NIV tonight. I like the way this translation worded the scripture. I know usually we do NLT, so I like to use the NIV tonight. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, it reads, My people are destroyed for my lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, that word rejected again, I also reject you as my priest. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I also will ignore your children. Now, there's some common thing we have to learn when I read this scripture and opened the scripture, is that God rejected the people because the people first rejected him. So that's a common thread that we have to understand. When we are disobedient to God, his hand is forced to be